Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1475, recorded Wednesday, July 2nd, 2014. You speak Abkadef? This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by NatureBox. Order great-tasting, healthy snacks delivered right to your door. Forget the vending machine and get in shape with healthy, delicious treats like roasted garlic pumpkin seeds. To get 50% off your first box, go to naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit.
And now, get ready for Dick!
On this episode of the GizWiz, we got cell phones, we got gadgets, we got a big old hand for the start of drinking month. All next.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
On Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease. Under pathology. Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. How are you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, and you?
Doing great. I'm doing really good.
You know, right at the top, I have to ask you a question here. That is this spam or is this true? Okay.
Okay.
I got an email from Jeff Needles, and it said, "Dick, Leo and Lisa have left town."
Ooh, well, they're gone.
"And now I am the producer of the GizWiz."
So he took over while they're gone, eh?
Yeah. So I'm thinking, did he just mean that until they get back into town? Or is Jeff already muscled his way?
Jeff, do you pinky swear that they said that you could be the producer of this show? He does.
See, that's what has me worried.
Although we didn't actually lock pinkies. Yeah, no, okay. It's true. Jeff Needles is now the producer. He's helped out with the show backstage for episodes and episodes. I don't know, months and months, maybe a year, possibly a year. And yeah, so now he's actually the full-time producer for the GizWiz. So,
yeah, you know, I would I would get a food taster because I suspect soon it's going to be Jeff Needles and Dick DiBartolo on the GizWiz.
And Jeff can't be the food taster; that would be a conflict of interest. I feel
yes, exactly, Just something to put in the back of your mind. So tell me, with that out of the way, so welcome, Jeff, to the show.
Yeah. Glad to have him.
Yeah. So how was Geek Camp?
Geek Con. It was fun. It was
Geek Con.
No, it was Play On Con was the name of the convention. Oh, my gosh. It was so fun. It was in Birmingham, Alabama, or an hour south of Birmingham, Alabama. And I flew up on Wednesday and stayed until Monday. So a very long vacation. Oh my gosh, we had so much fun. We stayed up. There was two nights where we stayed up until the sun came up. They had this big saltwater pool that we hung out in. It was in the
I
country.
I think it's called the ocean.
It was the largest saltwater pool you've ever seen. We bought fireworks and shot those off. It was just a good old helping of natural fun. It was so great.
Good.
Yeah. Last minute. So I was talking that I was going to stay in the party dorms. I don't know if you remember that or not, but, last minute I got an email from the organizers that said that they had extra room in the hotels. So I actually got like an actual hotel room instead of a crummy party dorm. And that
was
really
going to be like eight people, an eight bunk bedroom or something.
Yeah, it was. There's four bunks in one room, and everything's a little bit less nice than like a low end hotel. So, like the walls are made with like really crummy fiber, like compact board.
Asbestos, drywall.
Basically. Yeah, no, not drywall. That does not exist.
Oh, just
no. It's particle board. It's like particle board.
Particle board. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's not. It's not the nicest of places. No. And all the carpets are the super industrial, like crummy carpets. And so I got upgraded to the hotel, which was way nicer. It was, you know.
And how many people in each room in the hotel?
There's two queen beds. It's like it's basically a normal hotel. What's funny is the people that I was going to stay with, they bailed on me. And so I ended up having a hotel room all to myself for the first two nights, and then I found someone to split it with me the last two nights. Yeah, so it worked out really well, and I had so much fun. I moderated two panels. We went to a whole bunch of panels, and then on top of that, we just had a whole bunch of fun going to. They had concerts, and they had scavenger hunts. They had a table flipping competition. Archery. We did this thing called the Grill Master, where we bought five grills and charcoal, and it's kind of like, do you remember back in the old days of the Indy 500, where the drivers had to run across and then jump in their car and start it and drive off?
Yes, right.
It's kind of like that, but with grills, where you have to make, you get a box that's the grill, and you have to make the grill before you can grill any food on it, and then you're judged off of the food that you grill.
Oh, and, okay, so very educational.
Yeah, and the funny thing is there's partners of two. One partner gets the instructions, but then has to turn their back to the other partner and can't look at what the other partner's doing while they read them the instructions on how to make the grill happen. There's also incentive to make it fast, because there was five people that were making grills and there were five utensils, and it started off with like long tongs and then shorter tongs. And then I think we had a gardening trowel, and then we had a gardening hook, and then we had a whisk. And those were the, and so depending on how quickly you built the grill, you would get your choice, you know, of better or worse.
That's actually pretty clever.
It was so fun. And then once they had the grill built, they had unlimited time to cook the food, because we didn't want to rush cooking the food. And then we got tons of barbecue. We got five grills worth of barbecue afterwards. And oh, it was so fun. The whole commission was just a blast.
Wow, it sure beats my buying a pack of Nathan Frankfurters and matching them up with the rolls.
Yeah, and hopefully, and buying one and two quarters, or I guess that's a half, one and a half, bun packages, because they need.
Yeah, I don't know if they finally worked that out, but it used to be eight Frankfurters and 10 rolls.
Yep.
Can someone not just do the same?
We got 20 hot dogs for the grill competition, and we had to buy 16 rolls.
Yeah. So
that's how it works. That's the industry of, anyway. Yeah, so I had a great weekend. And you went down to the boat, sounds like.
I went down to the boat, and also while you were cavorting in New York City was something called CE Week, which is kind of like a mid-year look at consumer electronics. And it's put on by the CEA, the same people who put on the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. And it's kind of a fun event, and you see some new gadgets. Also, it's kind of interesting because a lot of stuff we saw at CES, you would see again, the difference being now they were finally in stores, because it turns out that what you see at CES sometimes takes 6 or 9 months before it ever gets in the marketplace. So I found some interesting things. And the first one is very bizarre. You know, we keep seeing new Bluetooth speakers. And also every year someone reinvents the keyboard. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you've ever seen True Grip. Does that name ring a bell at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like a lot like the pad that you were talking about last week, where you slap a cell phone on it and it doesn't move around.
There's a little bit of that in this, but I'll show you what True Grip is. I'll tell you this. It's a bizarre keyboard.
Hey, CE Week. I walk into the exhibition hall. The first thing I see is the next evolution in typing. We're going to find out exactly what that is, because I see something very weird here. and I want to know what this is. So, Mark, what am I looking at?
This is TrueGrip. It's a handheld keyboard and air mouse for today's smart TVs, mobile technology, desktop computers. It allows you to be mobile and productive at the same time. What we've done is we've taken the keys on a flat keyboard, we've split and rotated them, so now you can hold the device and type at the same time.
And am I doing this all by feel?
Yeah, you can. If you're a touch typist, the keys are in the same location as a flat keyboard relative to the tip of your finger, so you can learn to do this fairly quickly. If you're not, you can use the visual cues on the front side, which allow you to locate those keys on the back side using hand-eye coordination.
When I notice each key lights up when you hit it?
It does. It gives you that visual feedback that lets you know that you pressed the key that you intended.
Now, can you... the center is for an iPad or your smartphone?
It does. It allows you to take and dock a phone or a tablet in the middle. Now you just would pair it using Bluetooth, and then you could type on your smartphone as fast as you can on your desktop computer.
Now, also, I heard you say a desktop computer. You would sit in a chair, and then your Bluetooth computer... Is that Bluetooth enabled up there?
This is. So we've got it connected to this this monitor, and this really does kind of mimic what people use it for in an office setting. There are ergonomic benefits to TrueGrip. Your hands in this orientation versus being like this, it's ergonomically better for typing. So we built in not only the typing but the mouse movement, so I can control mouse movement by just tilting and turning the device.
The advantages of this will be?
It's really about mobile productivity. You can be mobile and productive at the same time.
And the price point?
We're targeting $149 on pre-launch.
And when is pre-launch and when do you think it'll be in the marketplace?
Yeah, so prelaunch.com is the website. You can place a pre-order now, and we'll be shipping this fall.
Dick DiBartolo, Mass Medicine Writer, and the GizWiz. We're going to look for more stuff here at CE Week. Bye.
Wow. Okay. The first thing
it is very, you know what? I couldn't, yes. In theory, you're holding the device and your hands go behind the device.
Right.
And the keyboard is back there, but instead of the normal way you use your fingers, you know, pointing up toward would be the screen, your fingers now are pointing at each other.
Right. It's like you're holding a steering wheel.
Yes.
I'm grabbing my iPad so I could, like, imagine it. So, you know, that's the first thing I thought is this would be great for, like, pilots who need to type but not take...
Oh, okay.
You know, like, maybe if you're in the air. Like not a car, you know, but, like, if you're a pilot and you could type while flying a plane.
Texting while flying?
Texting while flying. It's not illegal yet.
Hello. Yes, that's right. Is there an airport around here? I got to have a passenger jet.
Well, I think I just passed over the airport, LOL.
Yes. It seemed to me $150.
Yeah, I was going to say. And I just checked on prelaunch.com, and the price he said is not quite the price that they're talking about. On prelaunch.com. $249 is what they have on pre-order here.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
yeah.
I see. What crowd discount? What do you have to buy, like 100 of them?
I'm not sure. Orders till 4% crowd discount. The more people who fund it, the more discount you get. So it could be as low as $149.
Oh, no. You know, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because someone told me that they went to Kickstarter first, and they raised 25% of the money. I think they wanted $100,000, and they got like $23,000 or $25,000.
Yeah, so it was a failed Kickstarter.
That already is a sign. I don't like the trash products, but it just seems
untenable.
Incredibly priced.
Yeah, the only thing that I could ever find that off the top of my head that there might be a market for this is if there's someone who has a physical need to hold the keyboard in that way, and then also have that sight feedback of whenever you look at the front, you know. So there might be a, like, I'm thinking maybe a physical disability type of situation.
Right, right.
But now, yeah,
you know what? What we find over the years of like 20 years of gadget things is that people really resist learning something totally new.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this is
just look at the Dvorak keyboard.
Like, yeah,
the Dvorak keyboard should be a faster typing keyboard, but no one is going to learn it.
The guy's keyboard, Josh. Maybe while we're chatting, you could see if it still exists. I think it was called the guy's keyboard. And for guys who theoretically guys would not know how to touch type. So it was a keyboard where the alphabet was A, B, C, D. There, I think it was the first one.
What, this one? No.
Oh, no.
Logitech?
No,
okay.
No, it was not. It was somebody who. Oh, what does that say? Take the guy's keyboard away? I'm looking over your shoulder here.
I'm trying to find it. That guy. Seriously, take this guy's keyboard away.
Oh, take this guy's keyboard away. Yeah. Anyway, so this keyboard, the letters were in alphabetical order, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And the object was that guys hunt and peck. And it would be easier for you to hunt and peck if the alphabet would just in, A, B, C, D.
No. That's not it.
Yeah. Now, I don't think it's around anymore. And he was selling them for $29.
So here it is on Neo Seeker. Instead of QWERTY, it's A, B, C, D, E, F.
You know what? That's a different one. You know what? This one is clever. This one, I think you can push a button.
And it switches.
I guess not. Oh, there was one where it could be A, B, C, D, E, F. Anyway, people just resist new. There you go. That's, yeah.
Fast finger. Yeah, huh. I mean,
but again, that keyboard, you have to have two keyboards.
But you're right. No, actually, it does. If you look closely, there's A and then Q, B and then W, C and then E, which is QWERTY. It looks like you could switch between the two modes.
Right. But you would sort of, and the touch typist wouldn't mind that the tiny little red letters is the QWERTY keyboard.
Right.
And the hunt and pecker person would have the big bold letters in alphabetical order, which make it easy.
Abcadef? Instead of QWERTY, it's Abcadef? Abcadef? Abcadef.
I guess.
Yeah.
So
you type Abcadef. I'm QWERTY.
Yeah. Oh, what are you, QWERTY? No, yeah. I'm Abcadef.
No, I'm Abcadef. Yeah.
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 No, you know what? It's very strange. I'm so talented. I do Afadec with my right hand and QWERTY with the left hand.
You're abcadefsris, is what you're saying.
I am. Yeah. Yeah. Which is why no one's been able to read an email I sent out since I got the keyboard.
Right.
But it cuts down the return emails 100%.
Yeah.
All I ever get back is emails saying, what?
Excuse me?
They say?
Oh, you don't read Abcadef. Is that what you're saying? So here's the Kickstarter of the True Grip. Yeah, unfortunately, they wanted 100,000. They only got 23.
Yeah. Anyway,
send us a letter. If this product speaks to you, send us a letter letting us know why it speaks to you.
And exactly what it said when it spoke to you.
Right, exactly. What message was it sending when it spoke
to you? Yes, exactly. Or trying to type for you.
Right. Cool. Okay, let's move on to the second product.
Okay, the second product from CE Week. I'm going to do CE Week this week and next week. The second one is unique for two reasons. One is it's a device exclusively designed for the GoPro Hero camera.
Okay.
So, you know, isn't the guy selling GoPro now for millions of dollars or...
Oh, is he trying to sell GoPro?
There was something in the news that he is rolling in money recently because I forgot what happened. But
I mean,
evidently this
is very popular. Yeah.
Yes. So this is so popular that the people who make Steadicams have now come out with something called the Curve, exclusively designed for the GoPro. And Steadicam, if you know Steadicam, you know, the guy told me, you know, for Hollywood, we build the $80,000 Steadicams.
Right.
And for the GoPro, we make the $99.99 Curve. But I thought it was kind of fascinating that this company has that much clout. They did introduce it. This is one of those products I was talking about earlier. They showed it at CES because I said to the PR person, we saw this at CES. He said, yes, but now
you can buy it.
Where you can buy, you can almost buy it. Just for laughs, I went to Amazon, seems to be selling it. But B&H Photo says coming in, coming July 15th.
Hmm.
So if you have a GoPro Hero and you want to do daring things with a mount, with the steady mount, also it says fits in your pocket.
How big?
Yeah,
how
I
big
know.
Of a pocket?
I know. So this is where
in your cargo pants pocket.
Yes, exactly. This is where it's that old cliche can come in. Is that a curve in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
It does not have that great of review.
You know, the other thing is, were you just on Amazon?
Yes.
Look on Amazon. The first one is the normal price, $99.95.
Right.
Now, go down to the next one, if you're on the same page that I looked a little bit earlier. The next one was $200 and some odd. Oh, there it is. There's one. There's the same one for $628.
Oh, buy one new for so. Oh, wow. Down here. Oh, wow. $291.
Or buy one new for $291.
These are collectibles. I didn't know.
Is that a ride?
That's insane. And I'm so also trying to understand what this bottom half. What?
You know what? I called the company when I saw that picture, and I said, you know, on Amazon, they're showing, and the PR person said, you know, I'm the only one here. I think that they ship that to stores as a way for them to show it on a display.
Got it.
But she said, I don't believe you get that with the camera.
Right.
You just get the handheld thing.
Right.
And also something else people should know is that the GoPro Hero that you have should have what's called the LCD backpack attached.
Right.
Because the Curve has been balanced for that particular model with that screen. And they are evidently working on a weight system where if you don't have that.
Right. And that's just the waterproof casing on top of it.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like here's one without that bottom piece. So you have the weight on the bottom. That's how Steadicams work, is they have this weight on the bottom that will keep the camera from moving, so you can kind of move around. And small movements will not affect the way that the camera is tilted or turned. Interesting. Yeah.
And you can also lock it if you want to just have like a big handle for the camera. If you don't want the steadying motion, you can freeze it and use it. So anyway, that is in limited supply, but coming out.
I gotta tell you, the reviews on, now they are out, right?
Yes,
the reviews on Amazon.
Amazon seems to have them. B&H Photo said coming July 15th. Oh my word, is that a one star?
Yeah, this is and this is the top of the review section for the most helpful. My grainy what does that say? Marginally useful. Dyslexia. Sorry. Not a difficult word. Marginally useful. And then the next one says, worst Steadicam on the planet.
I see. Okay.
The next one says, it does what it's supposed to. Super
all right,
smooth.
That was a four star.
Yeah, there's only seven reviews,
smooth.
But they are all the way across the board. Not so good. Interesting. But Steadicam is a very trusted name, so.
Yes. I had the slightly bigger version that came out 3 years ago. I think it was called the Smoothie. and that kind of worked well. But, you know, I've seen professional crews with them down all over the place.
Yeah.
Down at the marina, they were shooting, Law and Order. And they had several people running around with those
stabilized. What's weird is it looks like they're using Steadicam software, that weird wiggle that you get in the video, especially back here when they were walking through that cave, is normally that edge wiggle is normally a Steadicam software tell. I don't know.
That's interesting.
That wiggle right there. Huh, I don't know. I'm you know, not an expert, but looks like they're using
software. But you play one on television.
But I play one on television. I try
I'm
to
not
talk
an expert,
like one.
But I play one on television.
Anyway, good. I'm glad to see that Steadicam reach out into a consumer market.
Yes, big time.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Okay, so, and it weighs 8 ounces, so we saw that. Oh, okay, this... I have two things that I found at one booth, and I like them both, and it's easy to show you than tell you. So here's my final video of the show.
It's still CE week. We're walking around. Oh, you know, leave the camera running. My phone is vibrating. It's driving me crazy. Hello. Yeah. Are you this? This is the Galaxy Zero. This is what Samsung, the very first thing that Samsung came out with. And then they thought, we have to do better than this. No, actually, this is really
that's
neat.
That's not
this
the
is
Galaxy,
a real
that's
phone.
A Cosmos.
It's called the Brick. And you know, everybody, for a couple of years ago, they were sticking in those old-fashioned headsets that you could plug into your cell phone and then answer with an old, like, Bell Weston headset. Well, this is a throwback to, like, the early James Bond days. But it pairs by Bluetooth, and Josh here is going to tell me some other features.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, it has the classic game Snake, because who doesn't want to play that? And then included is also a flashlight, because why not? And then as well,
this guy's very
funny. For 30 days battery life, because you can have a
30-day battery,
30 days.
Battery life, 14 hours straight of music playing, so it has a Bluetooth speaker.
Does
and
it have
really,
a bottle
it's
opener?
Just a, you know, great phone. It's a novelty, but you love it.
They
you
missed
wanna,
that.
It takes you back in time.
This is great. And what does this retail for, Josh?
Retails for $69.99, and it's online now
$70
at thebrick.com.
I really love this guy. And
really?
Also, Josh showed me something else.
It takes
I
a SIM card, too.
Love.
Wow.
Take a look at this impossibly thin phone.
Yeah, this is the Motorola IT6. So this is a home phone, cordless phone, but it's something you'd actually want to put in your kitchen, something you'd want people to see. And it's designed after the old-fashioned Razr, you know, the flip phone from the back in the day. But it really is just a good-looking phone that you want, you know, you want people to see it.
So we're talking about an old-fashioned landline phone, but it's DEC 6?
Yes, DEC 6.0. And, you know, it's just, it works. It's nothing too fancy on Bluetooth or anything like that. It really is just a simple, it's going to look good, and it's going to work.
You know, I notice a lot of lights in the base. Can you dial out from the base, or what is in the base?
The base is actually, this is the answering machine. This is your home hub right here. That's the unit and just the dock to charge it and everything. And it really is just, you know, just all in one. It's a one single unit item. Looks nice.
And the retail, I forgot if you mentioned it and when it's available.
And the retail is $69.99. It's available now at Target and on Amazon.
Two really neat phones. I'm glad we stopped by. We're still CE week, and we're going to go look around a little more. We have 6 more days to go, which is strange because the show's only 2 days long. But what do we care? We're going to just stay here till we see everything. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. I want that brick.
The brick phone is fun, isn't it?
Badly.
Yes.
So I'm thinking literally about buying one of these right now.
So it takes a SIM card.
It takes a SIM card. What's funny
Bluetooth,
is I want to see this in a T-Mobile store. Like, you walk into the store, and there's this, and you can buy it.
That would be so funny.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? So he says
so...
30 days battery life, and there's even a version of the phone, the XL version. Man, their website glitches out on me every time I scroll past there. But this the Power Edition comes with up to 3 months standby time. 3 months.
Right. And they have a sense of humor because one of the features is camera free.
Camera free. It's done. We don't need a camera free. Strong, hey, loudspeaker. And there's an
SD card slot, so if you want to play music.
I think their website is optimized for the brick phone, so...
Probably.
If you use it, it's optimized for the phone. So.
Oh, that's right. You know what you need to look at that website with a steady cam.
I know, basically. This is party ready. You can play music on it.
You can't order the power edition. Flashlight. Obviously, it came over from overseas because it has an LED torch.
Oh, my God. A torch. Yeah. How funny would that be if that was an actual lighter?
I think it's a... Benefone, I think it's one of their big...
Benetone.
Benetone, there you go.
I want the power edition here. Let me go down to the bottom. There's the... Oh, it has a few... Oh, games. Yeah, their website needs a little work. But...
Yes, it does.
Okay, buy the power edition. It's not available in the U.S. yet. Oh, see the flags? Yeah, you only get the other one. Darn.
Oh, just a basic one?
Benetone, I want to buy the power edition. I'm also thinking...
You should go watch the video, copy the guy's badge name down, and tell him you need it for another show.
Oh, my gosh. For before you buy. Before you buy your normal phone, we'll buy you a brick phone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Also, I'm thinking...
Sure, they'd send you a sample.
The next convention that I go to, taking whoever's phone that I travel with, and just switching out for the brick phone.
That's great.
Or you have children, and they get in trouble. You can't take their phone away because you need to talk to them, right? Give them the brick phone, and then they have no apps. I guess you can still text with it, but like you don't have your smartphone anymore. You got the brick phone. I will brick you. You're not grounded.
I hope your parents aren't watching this.
Say again?
I said, I hope your parents aren't watching this because if you're bad in Texas on one of your summer trips.
Yep. I'll get bricked.
see photos of you.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought the Motorola thing was good for the 50% of the population that still has a landline.
Right.
And you want something different. It is different.
That
it's really thin. And it's just a single, it's a one line phone. You can add more phones to it, but it's a DECT 6.0, has a built-in digital answering machine, last number redial, 30 minutes of recording time. So it's pretty neat.
And was it really thin? It looks way thin.
It's way thin. Let me just see. It has a 2.2 diagonal backlit LCD screen. At its thinnest point, it's not quite a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, that's a nice little phone.
Yeah, pretty neat. And then the stand is nice. It's pretty. Yeah, they did a very nice job on that.
Yeah, elegant.
That is called the Motorola IT6.
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 Perfect. Okay, well, we have come to the... We still got lots more left in the show. We have My Crappy Corner. We have The Warehouse. We have The Letter. But first, we have to thank one of our sponsors for this episode, Nature Box. Oh, my gosh. We love Nature Box. Dick, we sent you a Nature Box, right?
You sent me a Nature Box, and I don't know if you even know about this product. Coffee kettle popcorn with coffee caramela. It's coffee caramelized popcorn.
Whoa. It's coffee kettle popcorn. What?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I didn't open it before the show because I didn't want to all during the show be going.
or like picking, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah, I have a sample box here. What happens is you go to the website and you order. You get five different bags. Here we have sweet blueberry almonds, which I need to. I love you know, these kind of natural nuts, so good. Praline pumpkin seeds. These kind of have this coating on them. They're so good. This one isn't open, but I've had some already. The Lone Star snack mix. This is sort of like barbecue flavored nuts and chips and stuff like that. Cranberry almond bites. These are delicious, and they're really light. It's kind of like with rice crisps, stuff like that. And then dried California peaches. Oh, it looks like we have roasted garlic pumpkin seeds, too. This is Jeff just handed me these. Like, I would really enjoy them. So we'll
Are they sealed?
Oh, now they're not sealed anymore. I just opened them up.
Well, no, if they were open, I would say don't trust him.
yes. Since you, there was a safety seal, so.
Oh, okay. Then you can. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Oh, those are tasty. Oh, those are really like savory and like filling. Oh, that's delicious. Roasted garlic pumpkin seeds. Oh my gosh, I so suggest these. Nature Box is great because they're your snack happy place to get all your cravings answered. The cool thing is that every single bag has no high fructose corn syrup, no partially hydrogenated oils, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial flavors, no artificial color, and also 0 grams of trans fats. And they're also dietary conscious. So let's say you need gluten-free options or gluten-conscious options or vegan or soy-free or have less than 15 grams of carbs, which is something that this is new. I originally wanted a carb-conscious thing, and I think that I asked them, and they might have even added it just for me. And so they're milk-free, nut-free, non-GMO, no sugar added. For like, let's say you have diabetic issues, no sugar added is super useful. I mean, by drilling down using their search, they have so many snacks, tons and tons of snacks to choose from, and they're all going to have that healthy, conscious edge that you deserve and need. And you can also do by taste. Let's say that dietary restrictions aren't your thing, but you want something that's spicy, or you want something that's sweet, or you want something that's savory and flavorful. You can search that way. I absolutely love Nature Box. I've been, we've had them on the show now for about 3 or 4 months, and I signed up the moment that they became a sponsor, and I'm still getting those Nature Boxes to my house. Now, all this is great, right? But you want a deal, and I have a deal for you. Do you want 50% off your first box? It's easy. Go to naturebox.com/twit, and there when you sign up, you'll get 50% off, half off your first box just for testing out the service. It is a subscription, so you'll get it every month. You don't have to remember to get your snacks. They'll just arrive right to your door. They'll ship right to your door, and it's just absolutely great. I can't recommend it enough. So get 50% off your first box by going to naturebox.com/twit. Stay full, stay strong, go to naturebox.com/twit, and we truly thank NatureBox for supporting the Gizwiz and also for supporting my stomach, because I get hungry. Oh, I didn't even notice this little Lone Star snack mix, vegan, stinging. So,
yeah, excellent.
Chew on these roasted garlic pumpkin seeds. Oh, I can't chew on the roasted garlic pumpkin seeds. I have a show to do.
Yeah, exactly, because now we are it's time for that very special, get that theme ready, Josh, that amazing theme. It's time for...
It, but you might want it at Chet's Crappy Corner.
So...
Get it.
Get it.
Oh, wait, that's new.
Have I ever heard that before?
No.
It's not new. It's actually been there the whole time. You just are always talking over it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Or is it that you pushed the button too early?
No. I did not mess it up.
Way to go, Josh. That's weird. I've
Everyone assumes I messed it up.
Okay.
No, Josh, we just assume you messed it up because you're always messing up. But no. It's,
all right, fair enough. That's true.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a puppet here. This is the first gadget of drinking month. And so to start it off.
Which the fans decided.
They decided.
It would be.
This is the gadget. A can of soda for drinking, right?
Boy, you have been at the gym.
I've been working
out
recently.
You know, when you lift weights, you really have to do it with both hands.
You know, there's been... I don't know. I was told that you need to focus on one area at a time.
Oh, no.
And so I was working out my hand, and this is I feel like I made some progress so far. So this
that is so funny.
Isn't this fun? This is, you know, you're holding your drink. Everyone, you know, koozies, they look ridiculous. So get this instead, a gigantic hand to hold and keep your drink cold.
So it's insulated?
Yeah, so this is a koozie. It's also, you know, it's that foam material that a koozie's made out of.
Oh, right, okay.
But kind of larger.
Can you get it? You can drink out of it easily?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty easy.
And it's great for punching Jeff Needles in the face with, too.
Right. Yeah. Right when you're getting mad at Jeff, you can just punch him right in the face.
Too bad they don't make a right and left one, because you could get a pair.
You know, I guess it would look really weird if you'd... Hey, how's it going, guys? Like, my arm broke. This is the
beast.
You know,
you could just say, I just got out of the hospital. That surgeon. Oh, my word.
So remember when I got my hand caught in that car door and it drove off? Everything's better now, guys.
That's it. There you go.
There you go. And it works. The edges of it kind of taper in, so it will keep your drink pretty secure. I have a bottle here as well. This is summer shandy left over from. This is a bottle, and it's a little bit less secure inside of the hand versus the can. Which actually kind of fits in.
So the hand has a bottom to it then.
It does. So it doesn't go all the way through. There's a little...
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, right. Bottom to it. And then inside, there's a sort of... something you can hold on to keep the hand from moving around too much. The one issue I've been having is that it's like been pressed together, and the inside of it keeps kind of falling apart on me. There's little pieces of foam that keep... sort of tearing off because it wasn't pushed together like perfectly, and so you can kind of see there's pieces of foam that have been coming off in my hand. Yeah, here's another piece that fell off earlier, but that's about the only issue that I've had with it, other than it does have an odor to it. It has like a foam, like if you smell a koozie, the koozie kind of has a foam smell to it, so it does kind of have that odor to it.
You know, I was looking at the reviews on Amazon, and one it was very funny. One person said, after about 6 beers, the smell goes away. Mm-hmm. After about 12 beers, you couldn't care less.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheap. What does it cost?
The cost of this is it's pretty inexpensive. $12.88 is how much.
Okay.
Right now, currently on Amazon, Amazon's prices fluctuate. $13.09 is where it is. On Amazon, and free shipping currently, but that's on orders over $36. It's not Amazon Prime. From the one that we found. You may be able to shop around and find it at a few different locations.
Does it have a name? What is the name on the tag?
The Beast Cooler is the name on the tag. Here, I can.
Okay.
With a K, Cooler, the drink Cooler. And here are the little pieces of it that keep falling off on the inside. So you can kind of see these little foam pieces have been.
It's not in danger of like breaking in half, right?
No. It's just how they pressed it together. There's just extra flap. You can see right there.
Oh, I see it now.
There's just extra flaps of stuff that keeps falling apart, which is kind of disconcerting. But other than that, you know, it's fine. It's only $12. It's a pretty funny gag gift.
It's great.
I feel like I would be the best person to bring gifts to a white elephant, like a gag white elephant. Like, I'd have all these weird koozies and stuff. But, yeah. So,
nice.
To start off drinking month, we have the Beast Hand Koozie Cooler.
I like it.
And that is my crappy corner. So... it's time to move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Woohoo! What do you
and
got for us
we
this
have
week?
A viewer video warehouse, actually from someone who might be in the chat room right now. And his email reads, "Hi, Dick. Hi, Chad. Hi, insert producer's name here." So now we know it's Jeff Needles. I put together a quick video of some of the crap I've collected over the years, and I built my own gadget shelf. Kevin Dublin, and here is Kevin's video of the week.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Chad. Kevin here. I'm Kevin Dublin in the chat room.
Hey.
Today I thought I'd show you around my little gadget warehouse. Well, actually it's more of a gadget shelf. Let's go take a look. So this is the shelf here. Some of the stuff I've acquired over the years and that's been handed down to me. Let's take
the
a look.
The dog boy!
This is my old pile of
I
phones
I saw that
here.
Too.
A little Nokia.
I have one
that
of those.
Will survive a nuclear war. There's some Sony Ericssons as well, and that's an LG.
Currently it is 2 a.m.
That's an old dead hard drive I have. I'm just like how it looks there. That's an old CD Walkman that I used to use all the time, but they've been replaced by some iPods. As you can see, I have the boxes of the iPods down
well,
there.
Well, he has stuff.
PlayStation 1.
PlayStation
that's still,
1.
I think, one of the best game consoles ever made. So much fun I had with that. This is a Talkboy. This is an old tape recorder I got that you could...
I need to dig mine up.
Record audio into
there. It still has tapes in it from when I was like 7.
Play off it as well. An old Sony Walkman. But I think one of the biggest things that happened to the music before the iPod came along. Game Boy Color.
Oh, I had one of those.
Finest console,
I had the original. I never had the color.
So many happy memories.
I had one that was a color, but it was still black and white screen.
Some old MP3 players here. This was my first MP3 player. That was 256 megabytes.
Woo!
So that was about, I think, about 4 songs. That this one came along. This was a whole gigabyte. It's kind of changed everything. And this is a portable DVD player. I remember bringing that back and forth when I was on holiday, vacation, going away. Watching a lot of Simpsons on that. Some other old games here. This is a this is called PSP Go.
Oh, Go.
It wasn't a success.
Oh, that's the Ericsson one.
I would have liked it to be in, but nobody really liked it except me. I still love it.
Wow, it still works.
Here we go. This is a another Game Boy. This is a... Game Boy Advanced SP. You could flip up like that and games go on the bottom there. This is a Nintendo DS, DS XL, so it's a big one. This was great. This is a Video Now.
Oh, God.
What this was, it was a little... It was kind of similar to the DVD player because you could... let me open it here.
It's hard to record and...
You could put special discs in it that could play. So it'd be a lot of children's stuff, shows from Nickelodeon. There were some Star Wars.
Yeah, but I think it was proprietary.
Yeah, it was. You couldn't put a DVD in it.
Terrible little screen. It was such bad quality. Unfortunately, the screen is broken on this one now, so I can't show it to you, but I still have it. And then that's an old radio. It used to be my granddad's old radio. He used to listen to a lot of shows and that. So that's it. That's my gadget shelf. There's not as much stuff as in your warehouse, Dick. But it's grown, and over the years, I'm sure it gets more stuff. Thanks for watching, guys. Love the show.
That
Kevin, thank you. That's a fair amount of interesting stuff.
And I keep seeing Kevin from Dublin in the chat room. The name that we all is very
absolutely
familiar with. So
absolutely.
Really cool.
It's great that he did that.
Yeah.
Kevin, you will now. Kevin lives in Ireland. We're going to still send him some crap, right?
I think so. It'll be a smaller piece of crap. It might.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not going to be
with
that.
You know, Jeff Needles will probably fly over there first class.
Yeah.
And hand it to Kevin.
Yeah. He'll
personally.
Probably have a pipe and a monocle when he hands it to him.
Right. And he'll just bill it all to the show and take it out of production costs.
Right. Take it out of the salary of the hosts. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. He could go first class maybe to the San Francisco airport on that.
Right. Right.
Flight
right.
not included.
Right.
You know, we need more videos, guys. So if you're like Kevin, and you can just focus on one single gadget, 2 to 3 minutes, make a little video. My favorite gadget of all time, my gadget warehouse, you know, what you paid for it, kind of why you don't want to throw it out. And Everybody responds to those old gadgets, so don't be embarrassed to dig out something that you have in the garage or in the attic. So my favorite gadget, I invented this. I bought a piece of crap. If you bought something you hate, you can vent your frustrations on the video. Just post it on YouTube and send the link to gizwiz@twit.tv, and you will get some crap. Now, is someone going to get the big mother fist?
Jeff says drink maybe. Thing? I don't want it. Maybe Jeff wants it.
You know, yep. Walking around 2, 3 a.m. in the morning, that is not bad to have that one hand in your pocket and your other hand with
a gigantic fist without drinking it. Yeah, exactly. So I think we should send it out, but unless if Jeff has needs it. It's kind of large, so it might be hard to ship.
Okay, yeah. We're probably going to send him something that slips in a small envelope.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess let's move on to
the
letter. Now.
The letter.
Woo! Hail a taxi cab with that gigantic hand.
Here come the letters. Those lovely letters. Here come the Gizwiz letters. Now.
Woo!
Now. And Chad, this, even though it says, hi, Dick, hi, Chad, hi, Jason, hi, whoever is reading this, I think, Chad, you will respond to this letter after I read it.
Okay.
Help. I know I heard, and then he says, I find the red hair too distracting while driving, so I don't watch.
Sorry. At least my hair doesn't make sound.
Yes. Chad demoed a pouch that fit a phone and wrapped around his waist and hid under his shirt. I cannot find this video. I want to get that product. Do you remember what episode it is before I have an episode of my own pulling out my own hair? Thank you for a wonderful show. Just tell me when you release it. Ha, ha, ha. Thanks, Jason. So, Chad, can you remind us about that pouch?
I do. It was the Bracatron True Runner. And it was the same episode that we reviewed the heart rate monitor shirt. We did kind of like a running episode. And the idea was that it was an elastic pouch that would fit around your waist. And it would hold your items, just like he was talking about. It was the Bracatron True Runner. And this is kind of a few photos of it. Holding some of your gadgets while you run around. And the cost on the Bracatron website is $20. So that's what it is. So Google the Bracatron, Bracatron, maybe it's Bracatron, I'm not sure. Bracatron.
No, I think it's Bracatron. Yeah.
Bracatron. And True Runner, TRURUNNER. Yeah. So
there you go, Jason. The answer to your question.
Perfect. Remember that you should go to gizwiz.biz. And
you know, now you can go there and tell me what you think that thing was, because we have winners and we have a new game.
For the what the heck is it game?
What the heck is it?
Okay, so I really did not know. I think the closest thing was maybe a sink guard. Like you have the garbage disposal, and maybe rested around the sink to make sure that stuff wouldn't bounce. And
you know what? That no one sent that in. We got about 300 to 400 answers, but that would have been a good one. Just put it up on the screen, and I'll tell people what it was. Actually, one person got it absolutely right. They didn't sign it, and we normally disqualify them because we cut and paste just the answers. And we had to go back through the emails to find who sent it in. But one person had it exactly right. So we did make the effort. Oh. It's called Pocket Loop. And it's a way to hold your headphones.
Now that you say that, I think I have seen this.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's what that guy is. But the thing is, and we gave six other people winning meds. because they said cable management and things. But we want the finances. So we got a Smurf throwing star, dishwasher safe, ninja throwing blade, buzzsaw for the Fisher-Price tool set, the safety circular saw blade, a couple of very clever, Sonic the Hedgehog running at high speed. And another one I like, when you think about it, it's very funny. It's a model of the little icon you see on a PC when your PC is busy.
It's a spinning icon.
Yes, a spinning, yeah. A letter opener for your power drill.
You slide it on the end.
Yeah.
That's
a life
good.
Preserver with shark protector. You know, you sit in the middle of that and you're in the ocean and you have those things. The sharks aren't going to... Yeah, so that's what we look for. The gizmo pictured is an ice tire for a motorcycle. So the new gadget, the new gadget is up there. And if you know what it is, and Chad, this is the most interesting what the heck is it game for me, because I can't remember what it is.
Oh, you need the correct answer to come in.
Yes, you, to tell me.
To
right.
tell you. That right. is funny. So and this is the whole gadget. That's the fun thing about
this,
the warehouse.
This is the entire gadget. And when I, you know, I get a lot of emails with junk in it. And I thought, oh, that is the fool. I'm going to buy it. And at the time, it said what it was for. But then it came in a plain box.
With, it was just a little wrapped in plastic. Nothing. No instructions.
Nothing. And I don't remember what it was.
That is so funny.
And it's not Amazon because it's not in my what you bought thing.
Yeah.
So hopefully somebody there's a little picture of something on it that helps me put it in the area, but I'm not going to tell people about that.
To me, it's obvious. I mean, it's an indoor putt-putt tester with a rain cover.
That's a perfect thing. You would be great at this game.
Yeah. So you put that, you know, gosh, that was the sign. The sign fell.
The sign always falls down at 9 o'clock.
Right, so. Exactly. It's time for Ham Nation, the sign is saying. I'm done.
Ham Nation, we had to reboot the TriCaster, which made us 10
TriCaster
minutes late.
TriCaster had to reboot, so we were late. Sorry, Ham Nation. But yeah, that's great. So go head on over to gizwiz.biz and scroll on down. Right on the side, there's the What the Heck Is It little button. Click that, and you'll be brought to this page where you can view and guess for yourself. On gizwiz.biz also, there's wonderful show notes. Everything that we've talked about is written up. If you want to find links to where you can buy the products, this is where at gizwiz.biz. There's that brick, which I will be buying later.
I just put up the fist, and that is not Chad's fist. I couldn't get a picture of it fast enough.
That's great. That's great. So head on over to gizwiz.biz. And if you want to subscribe to the show, head on over to twit.tv/gizwiz. That's where you can find link to subscribe to the show in audio, video, high, low, medium, extra, large, all the different versions at twit.tv/gizwiz. We record this show every Wednesday at around 4:30 Pacific time. That's about 7:30 Eastern time. And we hope that you come and join us. And that about wraps it up for this week. See you next week.
Happy 4th of July. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'll be here.
Yeah, good. There.
Now you can end it.